Because, you know, I saw as a bit of a dichotomy there when you were saying that, you know, in one case, we internalize the system, right? But at the same time, when this woman is saying, you know, well, we did this, you know, the rave, and then you were like, well, no, I'm distancing myself from that. We didn't, you know, we're not a part of that, you know. When Anne was talking about being, you know, in the military and being a part of this atrocious system. So yeah, we're not doing these horrific acts around the globe. But in our language, is it important to make a distinction between this system of oppression and us, or do we need to claim those horrific acts that are happening around the globe?
Well, the distinction for me is that it gets back to what is the objective? What's the goal? And when pundits talk about, with a sense of perhaps shame, what we, meaning the U.S. state, is doing, you know, what they're saying implicitly is that I want to be proud of my state. We must fix this. We must put in office those people who will implement in an honorable way the intentions of the people of this state, the citizenry. And what I'm arguing in the books that you can read online, download, Unpacking Democracy, Revealing Division, and Beginning Again, is that this is ideology in the guise of something noble. That in fact, part of our apathy, our dispiritedness around engaging in authentic activism, is that no one speaks honestly. No one is speaking in an authentic way. When I talk to people on the street, there's so much more just down-to-earth, honorable honesty than I ever hear over the airwaves. So when I hear an Anne Wright bemoan the lack of integrity of the U.S. state, as if a state can be anything but what it was established to be, that is contributing to massive confusion out there. So I say that the responsibility of pundits, but of course, they wouldn't be pundits if they did this. But to complete the sentence, is to begin using an authentic, earth-based language to start telling the truth. The people that I speak with on the street are truthful.
Well, I wasn't talking about you were talking about the responsibility of the pundits, but I'm just talking about responsibility of individuals and the language that we use in identifying or describing the relationship we have with this quote-unquote power that controls us. What I'm asking is the language that we use to describe that relationship that we have when we say that, you know, that we, the United States, is, you know, we're oppressing, you know, folks in Africa and in China. What language do we use, you know, because I'm confused again. If the system is in us, how come we shouldn't say, you know, well, this is what we're doing, you know, in order to claim it, in order to take responsibility for those atrocious acts that are happening, and then speak out and push to change those actions.